Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starlet coming to you once again with the Anointed Word Ministries. And I am so blessed to be here with you today and just giving God praise and glory and honor and knowing, praise God, it's only because of Him that I am here. It's nothing that I did so great. It's His love, His grace, and His mercy that has allowed me to be with you once again. And I am so blessed. I am so blessed. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, praise God, I just thank God because He has been so good to me and my family, and He has watched over us. He's blessed us. He's kept us. And He's a God that do just that. You know, He's not a God that He should lie. If He said it, He will do it, and He will bring it to pass. And this is why I love Him so much, because I know that He's not a God filled with games. I know He's not a God that changed. He's a God that stays the same, and I love Him for that. I love Him because He first loved me. And I pray, praise God, that someone that heard my voice before has given their life to the Lord, because it's all about souls. It's about soul winning and winning the souls to Christ. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the ones that are seeking to be saved and want the Lord in their life. And even if you are a backslider, God said He's married to the backslider. You can come back to Him. Make a choice today. Do not get caught in the tsunami of the God's wrath. Do not get caught, I say that again, in the tsunami, the tsunami of God's wrath. You know what a tsunami is, something that takes over. You know, like they say, everything comes back to take what has been taken from them. And you know, God has a tsunami that He's going to bring His wrath. But you don't have to worry about that when you are a saved person, or you are born again Christian, or you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're in this best place to be safe anyone could ask for. And I pray tonight that you will make a choice to make Jesus your Lord. You know, it's not hard. It's not a hard thing to do. Matter of fact, it's very easy when your mind is made up and you realize this is what you need to do and this is what you're going to do. You realize that it's not hard at all. It's just giving over, making a change, receiving life, and passing through death. Of course, praise God, the physical take place, but you won't have to worry about it anymore. But it's okay, because God is standing with outstretched arms saying, come as you are. I'll in no wise cast you out. He made it possible that you can still come while you hear the sound of my voice. Make the Lord your choice. Make Him your choice. You will be glad that you did. Amen. And tonight, praise God, we're going to talk briefly about a book, praise God, and a young man that had teaching he followed, praise God, one that was a great man of God. And we're going to talk about him, but first let us just go to the throne. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for your incredible blessings. I thank you, Father God, for my life. And Father God, how you, praise God, have watched over me and kept me in mind and my family and my loved ones. And Father God, how you have held back the hands of the enemy. Because, Father, all my protection is in you. Praise God, all of my needs are met in you. And God, I am excited because you are, praise God. And because you are, praise God, I am. And Father God, I thank you once again for your power and your strength, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for helping me to be an overcomer. Praise God, as the enemy tried to rise up, praise God. Father God, you, praise God, you come, praise God, and you begin to fight for me. And Lord, I thank you for loving me. I thank you, Father God, for forgiving me. I thank you, praise God, for just, praise God, watching over me and mine and keeping us safe in times like these. God, I'm excited and I love you, Father. Father God, help me, God, to live my life, but my life will be a testimony for you. And Father God, that my life pleases you. Father, it's not about me. It's not about me, God. It's all about you. And Father God, help me, Father God, to line up and align myself to the word of God, that I may be, praise God, one that will hear And you say, serving that good old faithful. So you've been faithful over a few things. Now here to come higher. Father God, let my life, praise God, reflect your life. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. And I do give you praise, Father. I give you praise. Keep my eyes on you, Father. Let me not look to the left, to the right, but help me to keep my eyes looking to the hills from which cometh my help. For my help cometh from you, Lord. And I'm grateful for that. And Father God, I thank you tonight. Let your word come forth tonight, Father God, with clarity and understanding that some soul, Father God, will make a change for the better and know, praise God, that you are God and you are yet saving. You are yet saving, God. You are yet saving. You are still saving, Father God. Your blood still cries out to save sinner man. Father, I thank you for your blessing and your love. Keep my life, God, that my life will be a testimony for you, Lord. And I praise you, God. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. And I bless you now. You're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And tonight, praise God, I want to talk a little bit to you tonight about the life of Joshua. You know, Joshua was a young man that walked with Moses, and he was with Moses, and Moses with him, and they walked both together. Because if you reminded, the Word of God states that if how can two walk together except they be agreed. But tonight, I'm praying you, praise God, go get someone that's unsaved, some young soul, praise God, that want to know the Lord. Let someone hear this message. They can go to blogtalkradio.com/anointedwordministry. And they can hear the messages on the radio, praise God. They're speaking life, praise God. This word is not about me. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/anointedwordministry. Amen. And be blessed from the messages, praise God, that God has allowed me to bring forth. Praise the Lord. It's just a blessing. And I thank God. But today, praise God, we're talking about the life of Joshua. Now, the proposition, praise God, in this subject, praise God, in this teaching or preaching, however you like it to be, it'll be whatever you want it to be, we will notice how Joshua, he grew up in the service of God and transformed into a capable leader of God's people. You see, in order for God to do something with your life, must take us a certain course. It must take a change for the better. And God will use whom he will or may. But you must be willing, praise God, to do a transformation. Amen. And what we're saying here tonight is that Joshua was one, praise God, that his life, praise God, speaks for him because he was a follower that followed Moses. And to those of you, praise God, that are listening to me, you should be familiar, praise God, with this life of Joshua and how God used that life to turn Joshua into a powerful servant. Mm-hmm. But now what we are aiming to do, we want to encourage everyone to recognize that God can use you, He could use you for a great purpose, if you will, repent, believe, and receive him as your Lord. Believe God in faith. Freely and generously give of your life to God. You must be willing to quit doing what you're doing and stop doing what you're doing and begin to want to turn and seek his face. And turn from your wicked, evil ways. But see, we see here, praise God, in the book of Joshua 1:9. And it states, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now there arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all his people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. In verse 3 in Joshua 1-9, In every place that thou sole of your feet shall tread, that shall I give unto you, as I said unto Moses. What he's saying, because Moses is dead, my word still stands. I don't give up and I won't give in. Because I said it, I will do it. Because I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I will not change. And from the wilderness and in Lebanon, even unto the greatest river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. God was speaking to him, let me look, if you follow me, as Moses followed me in Christ, whatsoever you put your hands to, I'm going to bless it. Whatsoever you put your feet upon, I'm going to give it unto you. And sometimes I ask the question, I wonder, is this why we're not so blessed? Because we don't follow God? We follow everything but the Lord. We follow everybody but the Lord. We follow anything but the Lord. And he's saying that when you can be blessed by what? Following me, obeying my word, being obedient to when I speak. But you first of all got to know who's speaking, though. And when you don't have a relationship with the Lord, you don't know who's talking to you. And sometimes when we don't notice, we call the devil the Lord and call the Lord the devil, because you don't have a relationship with the master. And he says, whatsoever you put your foot down, from the sun shall be your coast. And there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And as I was with Moses, this is God talking to Joshua, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. See, we have to understand, no, praise God, when God is for us, it doesn't matter who's against us. God is for us. Who can be against you? Because you got everything you need when you have the Lord on your side. Mm-hmm. And he said to Dan, he said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage, for unto his people shall thou divide from an inheritance the land which I share, which I swore unto thy fathers to give thee. And he goes on to say, praise God, in verse 7, Joshua 1 through 9, hey, Jesus, 1 through 9, and he said in verse 7, he said, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mightest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. See, we turn too much. We're too quick to be knocked off our track. We're too quick, praise God, to be knocked off because we have no stability. We're standing, praise God. We're like a drunk man with his wine. You love the Lord one day, and one day you don't love him. You love him one day, and the next day you don't even think about him. You love him one day, and the next day you don't even call his name. You don't even talk to him. You don't do anything to him. You just only come to him when you're in trouble, when you need something. That's not a relationship. That's a bondage. That's bondage and it's usury. But be not deceived, because God is not mocked. And be not deceived, because guess what he said? If a man sinneth, he sinneth against his own body. You don't sin against God. So he says to Joshua, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. And God commands something, that means you must do it. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mightest what? May it prosper and whatsoever thou goest. What he was saying to us, whenever the Lord is talking to us and we are standing on his word and doing what he asks us to do, we can prosper. When we don't prosper because we are out of, praise God, out of alignment with the word of God and out of the alignment with doing what God has called us to do. So we cannot prosper because, first of all, we're not doing and following his commandment. When he command thee, means you do it regardless, you do it. Praise the Lord. So what he said then, he said, and the eighth verse, he said, the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. He's telling us how to be prosperous. When we get the word of God and we meditate upon the word of God and we study the word of God and we do what the word of God say and we stay in the word of God, can't nothing come out from it but prosperity. and then thou shalt have good success. But see, we run to all these seminars trying to get success. Here is your success right here in the book of Joshua by following what God say do. This is your success. And the 9th verse said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither thou be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest. He promised it that he would be with us for whatsoever we go. And Joshua followed Moses. And wherever Moses went, Joshua went. And he began, praise God, to be a powerful servant, a powerful servant of the Lord. He gave his life to God. He gave his life to God. Now, when you read Joshua 1 through 9, most of us remember Joshua as a leader of the children of Israel after Moses died. We also remember, praise God, that he was one of the 12 spies that entered the land of Canaan. You understand? The land of Canaan. He entered the land of Canaan, following God's leadership. He was one of the two that brought back a good report in Numbers 14 and 6. See, when we start doing what the Lord tells us to do, we can give out good reports. We can find, praise God, when the devil say no, God say yes. You see, but we get too afraid when man say no. That's because you don't have Jesus in front of you to let you know, I got you. I got what you need. I'm going to make sure that you prosper. I'm going to make sure, praise God, that you be elevated. But no, we look to man, and when man say no, everybody get nervous and fall apart. But see, man don't hold your life in the hand. God got the last say-so about any of his children. He got the last say-so and the first. You better act like you know. He got the last and the first. Yes, Jesus, thank you. And he's not afraid, praise God. But when we do not do what the Lord tells us to do, we can expect not to be successful. We can expect to fall sometime and don't get up because we are disobedient children. Thank you, Jesus. He was one of the two that brought back a good report. Joshua's service to God, however, started long before that day. See, his service to God started when he was a kid, when he was a youth. The Bible said, remember the Lord in the days of thy youth. And as you get older, I will not forget you. Whatever I started, I will complete. I will not forget what you've done in the young days. I will bless you even in your old days. So his success in God did not just start, praise God, when he followed when Moses died. His success, praise God, started because he was following the footstep and the leading of God in his youth. In his youth, people. You see, this is why God said, young people, don't give the devil your life. Don't give him your life. And when you get old, I heard the back book say, God will mock you. You'll say, Lord, he'll say, Lord. He will mock you because you guess what? You don't need him now because you think you can do all you got to do while you're young. But now is the time to serve the Lord. Now is the time, praise God, to follow his leading and being obedient. Joshua, praise God, brought back a good report, but this just didn't start. He followed Moses. He learned from the best. Joshua's service to God, however, started long before that day. Joshua was the only other man who was allowed. Listen at this now. He was the only other man who was allowed, listen at this, onto Mount Sinai. God saw favor in this young man. He saw favor in him. And God gave him the laws of Moses, the laws to Moses. Exodus 24:13, 32, and 17. The first mention of Joshua is in Exodus 17:19, where the Israelites battled the Amalekites. Joshua was in that mentioned then. I remember my mom used to say, don't be hated in the days of your youth. I used to wonder what she mean by that. Mean right now, sometimes you be so disrespectful and so out of order that people hate to see you coming and can't stand you coming. Be glad when you're coming. Be hate when you come. You know, they be looking at you when you come to them. And they hate and they be laughing when you come. Now they be hating when you come and glad when you go. You got to give God your life while you're a young man, young woman. The first mention of him was in Exodus 17:19, where the Israelites battled the Amalekites. And now let's notice this right here in the life of Joshua. The name Joshua is equivalent to the name Jesus and means God saves. You didn't know. Joshua means God saves. See, we learned the following from this, from the book, from the life of Joshua. Joshua sought the Lord in his youth, people. He didn't wait till he got grown and got in trouble, went to jail, did drugs, had babies out of wedlock, sleeping around with every young girl you can find, or every girl sleeping around with every young boy they can find. He knew God in his youth. And God used Joshua to complete, to accomplish a great work. A great work, because he knew him in his days of his youth. Joshua's life spoke for him. Joshua's life spoke for him. If we give ourselves to God, as did Joshua, come on, Jesus. Me, you, everybody, give ourselves to God as he did, as we did with Joshua. Give ourselves to the Lord. We invite you to turn back to him. We need to turn back to God and get connected with God. Get in alignment with the word of God. Too many doing what they want to do and doing what they think they could do and should do. What you should do is be seeking the Lord while he can be found. Joshua didn't wait till it was too late. Hey, God, he didn't wait till it was too late. He turned to God in his days of his youth. He followed the work of Moses, desiring to be one of God's chosen servants. Are you allowing God to use your life for his purpose? Or are you living for yourself? What a question. What, God? Are you allowing God to use your life for his purposes? Do you not know you was only created to worship and praise the Lord? You was not created for anything else. He allows it, but you wasn't. You first were. That's why he said, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all these other things I will give unto you, but seek me first. People have absolutely forgot about God. Big mistake. Big mistake. Yeah, God. But I want to invite you to turn back to him today. If you are not a Christian right now, start giving your life to God right now. Heed the plan that he has for man's salvation tonight. Hear the words of Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing. Believe with all your heart. Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. You can't please God without faith. Now, if you can't please him without faith, you know you're not getting into heaven. It's impossible. Become a Joshua tonight. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Give yourself over to God as did Joshua. So God can work mightily in your life as well. God will use whoever is available. My Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Heed the plan that he has for man's salvation. Hear God. Become as Joshua. But you see, too many of us look to man for our salvation. No, ma'am. No, sir. Stop. Man has no salvation for you. Only God. Some of us love our pastors. Nothing wrong with loving your pastor, but don't make a God out of them. Don't make a God out of them. And then what? If they know like I know, they will tell you, don't make me no God. Turn your eyes to Jesus. No. Turn your eyes to Jesus. Don't put me on no pedestal. Don't make a God out of my life, because I'm still working out my soul salvation. Hey, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Believe with all your heart. In Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, my friend, it is impossible to please God. And Acts 17:30 says, repent of your sins. If you have anyone standing in your light and don't have God first, you need to repent and tell God, I'm sorry. Lord, help me to see you in the light. Not man, but God. And some of us here, everybody but Jesus, ask God to open your ears that you may hear his voice and recognize it. That you may be able, praise God, to talk to him and he talk with you. That you may be able, praise God, to go to him and ask forgiveness of your sins and repent, and that God will give you a clean slate. That he will open the doors of heaven for you. That he will be able to write your name in the Lamb's book of life. Do not look at man as a god. You see, one thing about Joshua, he didn't look at Moses as a god. He looked at the God in Moses. Hey, God, he looked at the God in Moses, not Moses. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Matthew 16:16. Seek the Lord while he yet can be found, young people. The life of Joshua should be what you see. The life of Joshua, the Christ in Joshua. He saw God in Moses. You should see the God life of Joshua. Confess Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the Son of the living God. I pray, praise God, that the message was plain and very clear. Let us not get sidetracked. Too many of us are looking at man and not God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Look to Jesus. He can save you. He will save you right now. Man has no place to put you. Man going to have to stand at the judgment seat too. Look to Jesus. For he is the one you're looking for. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, help them, praise God, to realize that you're God of salvation. You're the God of the sinners. Father God, if they will cry out in Father God and ask for repentance of their sin, you will wash them as white as snow. You will give them, praise God, a ticket to the banquet. My God, hey, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, a ticket to your banquet feast. Help them, Father God, to hear your voice when you speak, that they may know that you are yet saving sinners from sin, backsliders reclaiming. Yes, Lord Jesus. Christ, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for today. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God of my life. Father, help my life to be what you want it to be, because only what I do for you will last. I pray you've been blessed. I pray you've been blessed. Take this word and apply it to yourself and to your situation. Don't get caught without him. He loves you, but he hates his sins that you do. You be blessed and allow God to speak to you and ask him that you may hear him and obey him. You be blessed. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.